Good morning. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with Kim Frick-Welker, director of Nice People Dancing to Good Country Music that has just opened at Cookeville Performing Arts Center. This is a show by Lee Blessing. It's a show that's been around for quite a while. Kim, welcome.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Tell me, if you know nothing about the show, give me a short synopsis of the play.
It takes place in the early 1990s, Houston, Texas, at a rundown bar. That used to be a biker bar, and now it's a country music dancing bar. And I'll tell you the story of how that happens later. But basically, it's one day in the life of five people and how they are navigating the world that they find themselves in.
I love that.
And it is a comedy.
It is a comedy. Yes. Okay. Love yes. A good comedy.
Yes.
Why did you pick this show?
Well, the backstory is that in 1993, when I was with a stage company in Carbondale, Illinois, I auditioned for this play with this funky title that no one had heard of, and landed the role of Catherine, which is the young lead in the role in the play. And we had such a good time, and it was a small, intimate audience, similar to what the Backstage series is like. And so it was always in the back of my mind that I'd like to revisit it, because I didn't think we tapped into the comedy, but I didn't think we tapped into the sincerity of the characters. Mm. And so I approached our producer, Chad, and said, you know, I'd like to direct this one. I'm familiar with it. I know we can stage it, and I think the audience will have fun.
I love that. So you get a kind of a second chance at, yes, at taking the whole play like you really wanted to the first time.
And with our technology at CPAC, we can do so much more. I mean, Matt Wilson, our technical director, has gone above and beyond in some of the technical aspects of the show that I think will please our – it'll be a lot of fun for the audience, a lot of fun for us, for sure.
That's exciting. So people can expect to be a little bit more immersed. It's a little bit more of an immersive experience.
Well, the Backstage series, you know, as you know, you're sitting up on the stage. It's mm-hmm. an intimate theater experience. This is even more intimate, if that's possible.
Oh, okay.
We have a real-life pickup truck on that stage, and you yes. are literally a few feet away from that truck.
I love that. Yeah. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So the show, you picked the show because you have personal connection to it.
Yes.
Going back to that time playing Catherine, mm-hmm. Tell me what that was like.
Well, Catherine, all her life, since she was a young girl, she wanted to be a nun. So she becomes a novice, and then she's told by the sisters to take a retreat indefinitely because of things that she says that are inappropriate.
How Sound of Music-ish.
Yes. Tourette's is never mentioned, but when she gets nervous or upset, things just fly out of her mouth, which you will experience later on the show. So it was a fun character to play, and it was with a cast that I dearly loved back then. But I'll tell you that this cast that we have for this production, they have raised the bar. Shane Cunningham is the drama teacher over at the high school.
Very talented.
He has not been on the stage in quite some time.
I was going to say, I don't know the last time I saw him on the show.
And I just found out this is his first romantic lead.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's wonderful. And then, so tell me, who else is in the cast?
So we have Jacob Roberts,
okay,
who is a seasoned veteran of the CPAC stage. He plays Jim Stuhl, a biker who owned a biker bar until he meets a woman at an airport, lets her run things, and his whole world turns upside down.
As they do.
As they do, and they address that quite a bit in the show. And then you have Eve Wilfong, the woman that he met at the airport, played by Jennifer Furtz, or Jennifer Williams. Phenomenal actress. In fact, the first show I directed in 2006, she was my lead.
What show was that?
It was called Memory of Water.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's phenomenal, and she and Jacob are great together. And then you have Eve's son, her 15-year-old son, played by Gabe McMasters. And I have seen him on stage, but I've never worked with him. And he has been so much fun. He's having a blast with this show.
And he is actually that age, or he's older,
yes,
playing younger?
Yes, he's 15.
He is. That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was perfect. And he and Jacob have a really good rapport, even though their characters do not. So that's wonderful. And that's good, because poor Gabe gets beat up quite a bit in the show. And then the role that I played of Catherine Impanker is played by Sarah Foy. Now, Sarah has done a lot of musical theater. She's never done a non-musical.
Ooh,
how exciting. So this is a step out of her comfort zone, but she plays the role beautifully. And then you have the character of Roy Manuel, who is unlucky in love, a wannabe urban cowboy who at first sight falls in love with Catherine. Even though she is a Catholic, and even though she wants to be a nun, he's determined that he wants to marry her. And Shane Cunningham's comedic timing is incredible.
This sounds like an amazing cast. I can't wait to see this. Well, let's talk more about this when we come back from a break in just a few minutes here on The Scene. We are back on The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with Kim Frick Welker, who is directing Nice People Dancing to Good Country Music that just opened at CPAC on Friday. And it's an amazing cast. We're just talking about this incredible cast. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a core cast of five that are written into the script.
Yes.
But something you were just telling me over our little break was that there are some extra characters that you've added for ambiance. Are these ambiance characters?
With community theater, I always try to add more people if it works for the show. Mm-hmm. The play calls for offstage voices that are in the bar. The bar is part of the show takes place three stories above the bar on the deck, the roof deck, and you hear these voices down below. I didn't want to do recorded voices. I didn't want to ask somebody to come in and do recorded voices. I said, let's do them live. Mm-hmm. So you hear these voices live. And I thought, well, that's not fair. They're going to be standing behind a curtain and doing these voices. What if I incorporate them as an intro into Act Two, part of the end of the intermission, in doing some line dancing? And so I brought in these five people who are the voices that you hear live every night, but you'll get to see them doing some line dancing. And that would be Michelle Smith as our line dance instructor. Bubbly personality. Kenzie Johnson, who has stepped in, actually it's Kenzie Roberts, who has stepped in. He's not only doing line dancing, but he is our assistant stage manager, and he is just, he's just a dream. And then you have Aaron Ramsey, Megan Tillis, and John Fowler rounding out that cast.
That's exciting. Yeah. And it adds so much too, I'm sure, for the characters on stage to have real people kind of filling those spaces on stage.
Oh, yeah, they're talking to real people instead of, recorded voices. So yeah. The energy is just incredible.
That's exciting. So if someone has never been to see a show, a backstage show at CPAC, we talked a little bit about this a moment ago. Tell me what you can experience, what you plan to experience when you come in for that.
Well, in the Performing Arts Center, for our main stage productions, we seat over 450 people. But for the backstage series, we limit it to about 70. And you are literally sitting on the stage within inches from the actors for a very intimate theater experience. And that's actually what I was trained in for 20 years up in Southern Illinois. So it's my comfort zone. I love it. I love that you can hear every sigh. I love that energy is just so close and connected between audience and actor. And so, yeah, but, the placement of where the audience sits can change. But it's always a really good time. Everybody enjoys it.
I would get asked this question. We would do backstage shows or shows where you're close to the audience. How do the actors deal with being so close to the audience? It's one thing when you are acting and you look out into the house and it's pitch black. You can't see the reactions to what's happening.
You really have to stay focused because every shift, every foot waggle, you could sometimes touch the cast. In fact, Act One, because we have this large pickup truck on the stage, those actors are literally inches away from the audience. And so they know where their boundary is. We've already talked about with the line dancing. If somebody's had a few beers and wants to get up and join them line dancing, be prepared for
that. Come on in. Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
How can someone be a good audience member if they are coming to that type of show?
Well, first of all, turn off your cell phones.
Thank you.
Turn off the cell phones. And please understand that when you talk, the actors can hear you. When you talk, when you move, when you, get stuff out of your purse, whatever, the actors can hear you. Mm-hmm. And it takes intense focus to keep going when that happens. Just be respectful and know that they're aware of everything you're doing. And the show is only an hour and 45 minutes with a 15-minute intermission.
You can do it.
Give them your full-time attention.
You can hang in there for that long.
Yeah.
Do you have any horror stories of bad audience members? We won't name names, but...
Oh, yes. We had someone who had a little too much to drink, and she literally vomited.
Oh, God. Okay. That's what I thought you were going to say. So did you pause? You paused the show at that point, or you
No, she was in the back row, and the person in front of her that was...
Caught the brunt.
Was, very, very kind. We were able to carry her off, and the show kept going.
Good. Yeah. That's terrible. Yeah. That's terrible. We had a lady in a show once that commented on everything. There was a certain actor, and everything he would say, she would comment back. Oh, well, isn't he precious?
Oh, see,
well, that was just so sweet that he said that. Isn't he kind to his mother?
That happened back home in Southern Illinois. We were doing the Rainmaker.
Oh.
Somebody wanted to know where a character was. Well, he's out in the tool shed.
He's right behind you. There is a big difference. A lot of people will go. They're used to seeing movies, and they'll go to see a show, and they don't realize
we can hear you. Even in the movie theater, that is so disrespectful.
Yeah. Well. Let's talk more about theater and theater life when we come back. We're here talking with Kim Frick Welker here on The Scene. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with Kim Frick Welker, director of Nice People Dancing to Good Country Music by Lee Blessing, which has just opened at Cookeville Performing Arts Center. Kim, first, we've been talking about all the great things happening with the show. Tell me a little bit about behind the scenes. Tell me what's been going on at rehearsals. How has that been feeling? And what are your thoughts on revisiting this show as a take two?
Well, I sit there every night at rehearsal and just feel like the luckiest person in the world to have this cast bring this play back to life. Lee Blessing is known for Patient A and A Walk in the Woods, which appeared on Broadway, Tony nominated. But people aren't familiar with this particular play. And he tends to write plays based on something that's happened. And I cannot find background story on why he wrote this play, but this came out back during Urban Cowboy, the movie with John Travolta and Deborah Winger. And so I think that was probably his inspiration. It was first commissioned as a one act called Toys for Men in Louisville, Kentucky in 1982. And then he wrote it as a full length play. Well, act one in this current play is the original one act, Toys for Men, which is that they talk about his Harley that he had to give up. And then act two is Nice People Dancing to Good Country Music.
Ah, that's really interesting. Yeah. And do you think that he intended to finish it as a full play? Or was it?
Not originally, no. Huh. But I can't find any interview or anything where he says why he made it into full length.
That's really interesting. Wouldn't it be neat if you could add on a third act to a lot of shows and, you know, see what happens once the door closes or once the characters leave?
In act one, Toys for Men, it's just the two men talking about love and relationships and how you have to give up something when you decide to get into a relationship. Well, then in act two, you meet the women that these two men have been talking about.
Yeah, I love this. I love the whole storyline. I can't wait. How can people see this show?
Well, you can call 931-528-1313 or go to cpactn.com or go by the box office. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Great. And the show opened on Friday, but you can actually see it this afternoon at 2 o'clock p.m.
Correct.
But then there's also a few more dates.
Yes. Tuesday the 20th, Thursday the 22nd, and then that Friday and Saturday the 23rd and 24th, all at 7:30.
That's exciting. And it is a small house, so people should get their tickets early to make sure they have a seat.
Yes.
Make sure you're not in the splash zone.
And we will have a cash bar, alcohol, non-alcoholic beverages. The beer is cold. Tip your bartender.
There you go. The beer is always cold, and that's a great thing. Nice People Dancing to Good Country Music is a show that has been personal to you. We talked about this a little bit. Yes. You played the role of Catherine years ago, and now you're revisiting it as a director. If you could add a third act, would you change anything? Would you add something on to the show, or do you feel it's complete when it gets to the end?
I feel it's complete. I suspect that people will talk about this when they leave as to what they think happens to these characters, you know, after that day ends.
I like that. I like that, though. I like when things are left kind of open to interpretation.
All right.
Kind of that's why we go to the theater, I guess.
Absolutely.
You have been a director at Cookeville Performing Arts Center for some time now. Do you have another show in mind coming up next or a short list of shows
it's
that you're in love with?
It's not been publicized yet, but we do have the rights. I will this time next year, I'll be directing Agatha Christie, The Mousetrap.
How exciting.
Yeah. And that's another one close to my heart because I did it, you know, I was involved with it 30 some odd years ago, and my mother was actually one of the leads in it back then.
That's really nice. So. That's special when it's a connection like that.
Yeah.
You are an actress and a director. Mm. What do you love most?
Well, used to be acting, but the older I'm 64 now, and memorizing lines becomes more and more challenging. Mm-hmm. I love directing because I love standing on a bare stage and then imagining and envisioning how that play is going to come to life. And then when you sit out there and it does come to life because you have a fabulous cast, you have a tech team that just puts everything together and helps make that vision a reality, that's so rewarding.
Yeah. Who else do you have on your production team?
Well, Matt Wilson is our technical director, but he's also our sound designer. And this one was a challenge because you have to have music coming out of the radio in the truck. And you also have to hear bar sounds and bar noises, and he just did a phenomenal job with that. Patrick Manley is our light designer. He's done some incredible light designs for us and over at the high school. You have Lisa Fuller, who is our stage manager, has stage managed several shows. And then you have our production team of Jordan Strelecki, who does all of our promotions. And to give you an example, yesterday at 3 o'clock, I said, okay, here's a book. I need a cover on it that says Sex Education for Teens, which is in the script. an hour later, she put together this phenomenal book cover.
She's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, she is. She yeah. really is.
She's one of those theater miracle workers. Her and Lisa both.
Yes.
They yeah. are. So, and both of them being involved, there's, I mean, knock on wood, but this is yeah. going to be a flawless show. Oh, I'm excited to see it. Let's tell people again just really quickly how they can get tickets. And this is for Nice People Dancing to Good Country Music.
Yes, you can call 931-528-1313 or go online, cpactn.com, the only official site for tickets at our Performing Arts Center. Or you can go to the box office 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Awesome. Kim, thank you so much for being here. We look forward to seeing the show.
Thanks, Laura.